So I've worked with kids with autism for the past almost 3 years, and all of my children are beautiful angel babies, as I affectionately call them, because they're magical and brighten my day all the time. One of them in particular I've worked with the entire time that I've been doing this, and she is really special and amazing. And we actually have our birthdays 3 days apart, so we have like a special bond. And for her birthday, I wanted to do something really special, so we went out for lunch. I bought her some lunch. It was really great. Everything was going really well. So I thought I would up the ante, even though I had heard horror stories about her mom trying to take her to stores and her having the most epic tantrums that have ever happened, ever. But I was like, whatever, I got this. It's fine. We'll be good. So I take her to Target. I'm like, you're going to pick out whatever gift you want. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have the best time ever. So we get to Target. We're walking through. She picks out her gift. Everything's going great. We walk past the Halloween candy aisle, which I thought would be the end of my life, but luckily wasn't. And I was just like, this is amazing. I'm amazing. She's amazing. This is going really well. So we're walking through. She has her gift. We get to the checkout. Everything's perfect. And then I see her eyes kind of glaze over. And she's looking at the candy at the cash wrap. And all of a sudden, she's just like, I want that. I want that. I want that. And I was like, oh, we have treats here. Like, we've gone through this. Like, everything's fine. Like, we picked out our things. We're gonna go. And she does surprisingly well with that. So we're checking out. I give the guy the money. We have all our things. We're getting ready to go. And then before I know it, she's on the floor and she's scooting backwards with her feet somehow, just scooting away from me all the way back towards where the candy is. And the next thing I know, I am on my knees and I am blocking her from ripping every piece of candy open in this entire store. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with ABA or VB programs, but it's a very, once you say something, you're following through. It's like a never say die sort of thing. So I'm like, I already said, we can't have this candy. Like, we're done. We're leaving. It'll be fine. As I'm scooting around on the floor with people staring at me with complete terror in their eyes, wondering what's happening or if I had kidnapped this child or if something's going terribly wrong. And finally, I like scoot her up past the cash wrap and I'm like, I may be home free. We may be good. And meanwhile, some nice middle-aged woman in a business suit comes over and she's like, do you need some help? And I'm pouring sweat and I'm looking up at her and I say, maybe. And so she comes down. We're trying to scoot this child that is almost my size out of the store as she is screaming bloody murder because she can't have Sour Patch Kids. And we just can't get her up. We can't move her anywhere. She is winning. She is very much winning at this point. And so finally, this woman that had been very kind-hearted and tried to help me just gives up and kind of backs away. And she's just like, I'm just going to get security. I'm giving up on the situation. I was like, okay, that's appropriate. So this giant man comes out from security and I'm like, this is my savior. We're going to get her out. I don't have to call her mom, who would be mortified at this entire situation. We'll be good. And he looks at me and he says, what's the problem? Like, there is a screaming child on the floor and I'm sweating and this is terrible. He's like, well, I can't do anything. It's like, well, thank you for coming out to tell me that. Really appreciate it. And so he's like, would you like me to call the police? And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I want. I want the police to come and watch me sweating and battling a tiny child on the floor. So I'm like, please don't do that. That's not necessary. Like, I just need to get her out and get her home. And it's her birthday. This is supposed to be nice. So he's just like, no, there's not really anything I can do. So I'm just going to call the police. And at this point, I'm like, oh, I'm like pulling my hair out. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just like imagining her tiny weeping mother just having to like walk to Target to try to save us. So finally I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna buy the candy. I'm just gonna buy it. And I was very upset about it. So finally I'm like, it's okay, we're gonna buy the candy. She stands up, we walk to the cash wrap, I buy the candy very begrudgingly and upset because it's not what I'm supposed to do. And I pretty much just told her it's okay to have a 10-minute long tantrum and then you get Sour Patch Kids and everything's great. So we buy the candy. She walks outside with me. We get to the car. I put her in. I'm like, okay, it's time to go home. I close the car door and then I immediately walk to the nearest trash can. And it's like a scene from Lethal Weapon. I can hear her screaming like, no, from the car as I chuck the candy into the trash can. And I felt a little guilty about it. Until I had to deal with the bruises on my knees for the next 2 weeks.